The digital world can be a confronting and confusing place for many of us as we try and decipher what's real and what's not, what to trust and what to avoid. So what chance do our children have of coping with online news content? Do they have the skills? Can they learn the skills to navigate what is an ever-changing news landscape? Well, a free media literacy resource for primary school students aims to address the issue, teaching kids to spot misinformation when they come across it online. NewsHounds is already being used in over 2,000 classrooms in Australia, and it's set to be rolled out here in Aotearoa. It's the brainchild of host and creator of Squiz Kids, which is a daily news podcast for kids, Bryce Corbett, who's with me in the Auckland studio. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
How did Squiz Kids get started?
Oh, I'm a journalist of some 25 years experience and also a father. And I used to sit at the dinner table with a rising sense of terror as my kids would come to the table and tell me about facts, in inverted commas, that they had picked up while scrolling through their various social media channels and platforms and YouTube videos that they'd been watching. And it occurred to me that kids these days were being exposed to more and more information, probably more than any other time in history. But what they weren't being taught were the critical media consumption skills that would help them to determine online fact from fiction. So we created Squiz Kids initially, which was a daily news podcast for kids, which I like to describe as sugar-coated broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, but it's informative. Kids are taught about the world around them in a really fun, engaging, entertaining way. And off the back of that, we developed NewsHounds, the media literacy program, free program that goes into schools. And as you said before in the introduction, teaching them to spot misinformation when they come across it online.
Did it take a while to get the format of Squiz Kids right?
Yeah, it did, because making news for kids, and it's essentially making a kid appropriate news bulletin every day. It took a little bit of trial and error to work out, you know, the sorts of stories that we would cover. Mm. I mean, you know, what's really important to us is we tell kids about what's happening in the world around them, and we don't shy away from big news topics, but we will cover those topics in a way that won't induce any unnecessary anxiety amongst kids. Mm. It's just a factual explanation of what is going on and I guess a reassurance that they needn't worry that it's going to have any particularly bad effect on their lives.
And people listened?
Yeah. So Squiz Kids is listened to by about 160,000 kids and their families every month in Australia.
Gosh.
And what we didn't expect, but very, very happy to see happen, was that it was being used in classrooms. So lots of teachers were picking it up and using the daily news podcast in their classrooms. It's now in something like 5,000 classrooms around Australia. It's listened to every day. And teachers use it as an opportunity. I think when kids are coming in from the playground, they use it as an opportunity to get them to focus, because it's using listening comprehension skills. And the fact that it's not actually a screen has been something that has worked really very much in our favour. It's a podcast, so kids are compelled to listen. And I think teachers and parents alike like the fact that their kids' listening comprehension skills are being extended.
Are kids interested in news?
Oh, look, I think you could argue they're not. And they're perhaps not interested in the news that's served up, you know, on serious, in inverted commas, news channels. But they're interested in the world around them. And kids are endlessly curious. And if you package information up in the right sort of a way, then yes, they are interested. You could say that they are interested in news, perhaps not in the way that it's packaged up for adults, though.
And if they're not getting news from Squiz Kids, where are they getting it?
Well, they're getting all of, increasingly they're getting their news from social media. And there have been studies, international studies, but we've also polled our own audience to discover where it was that kids were getting their news and information. And amongst our own audience, the poll results came back that 43% of kids were exclusively getting their news and information from social media sites. Which was another reason we created NewsHounds, because there is this alarming trend of kids being exposed to information that's coming at them via these social media platforms, but they don't have the ability to work out what's real and what's not.
Mm. Is it hard to teach those skills?
It's not. I mean, if you think about it, and there's a reason we've made this program specifically for primary school kids. When you think about it, when we're teaching our kids simple things like how to swim or how to cross the road, these are important life skills that we impart upon them at a very early age, because we know that they're receptive to these sorts of lessons when they're in that age bracket. And so with NewsHounds, we created it. We have Squizzy the Detective Dog, who's an animated detective dog. He leads kids on a kind of an online board game experience through the process of becoming a NewsHound and learning how to spot misinformation when they come across it online. So we've gamified it. We've made it fun. And Squizzy's mantra is stop, think, and check before believing everything you see, read, or hear online. And it seems to be having a really positive effect.
What are the things to look out for on social media? What is the stuff that you're concerned about, and how is it spotted?
Well, I mean, what is the stuff I'm concerned about? All of it, really. I mean, you know,
the fact that it's delivered without fact checking, without
correct.
Necessarily any editorial integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. There are no checks and balances. Anybody can put anything up online. And when you and I were growing up, you know, the information that we received came from credible news sources to lesser or greater degrees, because there were checks and balances in place, and the means of distributing information was limited to a small number of people, companies, outlets, media organizations. These days, anybody with an internet connection and a phone can start sending information out into the ether. And what there's been this deficit in the process of us being, you know, as adults or as children, being taught to question the veracity of that information. And so what NewsHounds seeks to do is just to teach kids to take a moment, take a beat when they're online, when they're scrolling through their social media feeds, just perhaps take a beat and think about the motivations. Why is somebody making this piece of information? What possible reaction are they trying to get out of me? What possible gain do they seek to have by being believing that piece of information? Mm-hmm. It's just getting them to understand that with every piece of information they're coming across online, there's generally an agenda attached.
How do you measure if your program is working?
We engaged the Queensland University of Technology, an academic there by the name of Dr. Amanda Levito, who's an expert in this space of digital literacy amongst children. Over a six-month period, she looked at the NewsHounds program and spoke with teachers who had taught it in classrooms, spoke to students who had been taught it, and also spoke to parents whose children had been taught the program. So we were able to work out by that process that the program was effective, it needed some fine-tuning in certain areas, but it was very important to us that academic rigor was put across it, because it's a really important part of kids' learning, in our opinion. But what was really interesting was what came back, speaking to parents, she found that lots of kids were doing NewsHounds in the classroom. And then going back home and around the dinner table at night, the parents were bringing up facts that they had gleaned from their own Facebook feeds.
Yeah.
And the kids were challenging them and saying, is that right, Mum and Dad? Did you stop, think and check like Squizzy the NewsHound tells us? So there was this reverse transfer, if you like, of intergenerational knowledge, which was an unexpected but very happy side effect.
Yeah. A lot of people listening might be thinking, well, hey, it's not just social media, it's also traditional media that sometimes comes from a particular perspective or might have some interest in you believing something, a particular version of something. Are those tools that you teach, are they useful for watching the 6 p.m. news or...
100%, yeah. I mean, and I don't... We don't seek to say that all social media is evil and the internet and everything that appears on it is rubbish. That's not true at all. The internet is an incredible tool. And you know, our children are going to be doing jobs enabled by that tool that we can't even begin to imagine today. But the ability to read a piece of information and do so critically is really important, whether that be traditional media or some of the newer online media.
Are we getting to a point where you can't keep up with the misinformation?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about AI, which almost by definition will be so good that no news hound will be able to tell by looking at it whether it's real or fake.
I fear that that may well be the case. You know, I will say to anybody who listens that my great fear as a journalist and a father is that we are sleepwalking into some kind of dystopia at the moment. I think AI has the enormous potential to fast track that process because it is just, it can just be so all pervasive. But you know, I have to be an optimist about this, and I firmly believe that if we're able to inoculate kids at a young age, before they get a smartphone in their hands, before they get sucked into the vortex of social media, then we stand a pretty good chance of at least protecting them from the worst excesses.
Well done. Thanks very much. Nice to have you in here.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bryce Corbett, who is the founder and host of Squiz Kids, the podcast, and he's been talking to me about News Hounds, which is set to be rolled out here in New Zealand, a free media literacy resource for primary school students.